Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
The loyal and zany audience of the Bob L. Wonder Show. Back for some more high-flying adventures with me, Grabstack, and my bestest friend of all time, Bob L. Wonder. Thank you all so much for coming back for another season of the Bob L. Wonder Show. We're so happy to have you, and it's such an honor to be starting a new season of the show. Bobby and I have so many stories and adventures to... Ooh... Excuse me, that was my stomach grumbling. I guess I'm hungry. That's so odd because I just ate 3 carrot muffins not too long ago. But when the stomach grumbles, you know what I'm saying? Now, let me go wake up Bobby from his nap. Oh, he looks so peaceful and relaxed when he's sleeping. But I'm hungry. So, that's more important. Bobby Wonder!
Yellow bicycle wings, which way to Gummy Bear City?
Well, knew this would happen. Bobby's such a heavy sleeper. Luckily, these extra pots and pans are still here after the last time I had to wake him up from a nap. Here goes.
Bobby!
Jack, not all the pots and pans again. I was sleeping.
I know you were sleeping, which is why I woke you up, silly.
Is everything okay? What's going on?
There's an emergency.
Okay, but an actual emergency, or is it like that time you wanted to help everyone in Pflugerville with their haircuts, which I consider not to be in the emergency category?
This is even worse, Bobby. My stomach grumbled.
Your stomach grumbled?
Sure did.
And that's why you woke me up?
Yep.
Okay, well, I'm going back to sleep then. You know how I like my naps.
Bobby, wait! No! This is serious! We need to find some food!
How is this different from any other day, Grabstack? You're always looking for food.
Well, you got me there.
Okay, well, that alarm sounds like an actual emergency.
You'll listen to a blaring alarm, but not me!
Come on, Grabstack. Let's go investigate that alarm and see why it's going off.
Okay, just a second. Why do you have to grab me and start flying? My stomach is grumbling here.
Sorry, Grabstack.
Every time. Can you hand me back my eyebrow? Thanks.
Looks like the alarm is coming from here. The Pflugerville Popping Pizzeria.
You say pizza?
I actually said pizzeria, but sure.
Oh, sweet cheese Louise, do I love pizza? Let's go inside and order some pies.
You can come inside. But you can't order any pizza, because all our pizza ingredients have been stolen.
Stolen pizza ingredients? Oh, that's just shameful.
Isn't it? Hi, my name is Penelope Pistacci, and I own the Pflugerville Popping Pizzeria. And I am positively perplexed as to who would steal our pizza ingredients. Oh, won't someone help me?
It's your lucky day, Penelope, because Pflugerville's number one superhero alien boy, Bob L. Wonder, just crash-landed on your doorstep.
This blue-haired boy is a superhero. Really?
That's me, Bobby Wonder, at your service. We'll get you back your pizza ingredients stat. Now, may we look around for any clues?
Oh, yes, please. Come back here and see for yourself. They've stolen everything. The dough... The sauce, all the pepperonis, every kind of veggie, and worst of all, they even took the cheese! I can deal with everything else, but not the cheese!
This is tragic! Not now, stomach.
If you help me get back my ingredients, I promise you both 3 pizzas every day for the rest of your lives. I promise.
Those are some high stakes.
Don't worry, Penelope. We'll get back your ingredients, including the cheese. Now let's have a look around.
3 pizzas for life, Bobby. Did you hear that? I could really use 3 pizzas every day. So if we can find these ingredients, that would be swell.
A clue.
A clue, he said.
What did you find? Is it the cheese?
It's not the cheese, sorry, but it is a bookmark.
A bookmark? Why would whoever stole my ingredients leave a bookmark?
And they didn't even put it in their book. They must have lost their place.
Oh, a customer just entered. Be right back. Ugh, I have to go tell him we don't have any ingredients to make pizza.
I wonder.
Your name's Bobby Wonder, not I.
Could that be?
What do you mean there's no ingredients to make pizza? Oh, this is awful and terrible and wrong.
Is that who I think it is?
Please try to understand, little girl. It's not my fault.
I wanted to eat pizza today, and now I can't. This pizzeria is so messed up.
Well, well, well. Look what the 5 tiers of garlic and pesto dragged in. Mighty Mila.
Mighty Mila. I should have known you'd be involved in this pizza problem. Where did you hide the ingredients?
Whatever are you talking about? I was just casually minding my business, going about my day, when I suddenly craved pizza. So I popped in here. And they have no ingredients to make pizza. I mean, that's pretty bad.
Oh. Hey.
Someone stole my ingredients.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I was just an innocent young girl with a pizza craving, and now it's gone. I'm going to tell everyone that this pizzeria went to the pits.
We know you took the ingredients, Mighty Mila, and don't worry, we'll find them before the day is up.
Yeah, you're not going to ruin another day here in Pflugerville, especially when it comes to pizza. Where's your robot sidekick, Robozuki?
He's going through some things right now, and I am innocent. I'm just gonna eat sushi instead. Bye!
I know that Mighty Mila is behind this scheme. She's always striving to make all the citizens of Pflugerville suffer, and taking away pizza ingredients sure is nasty. Don't worry, Penelope. No one's going to listen to her. Plus, I think I know where she hid the ingredients.
You do?
I do. Mighty Mila may be cunning, but she's not the smartest. I think this bookmark is hers, and I think she accidentally dropped it.
What does a bookmark get you?
Where does one keep books?
In a barn?
No, silly, in a library.
That's what I meant.
I think if we fly over to Pflugerville's local library, we may be able to find Mighty Mila's hiding spot.
Oh, I ever do hope so. Please hurry. The lunch crowd will be coming in soon, and if I don't have the ingredients by then, I'll just have to make salads.
Salads? Oh no, Bobby, we really have to hurry.
Penelope, we will get back your pizza ingredients or my name isn't Bobby Wonder.
Okay, but is that your name? Or a pseudonym? You know how superheroes sometimes adopt names that aren't theirs? Plus, Wonder is an interesting last name.
Nope, this is my real name. Though on Planet Florp, it's pronounced Bobby Wonder.
Planet Florp?
Oh, Pen, darling, when we bring back the pizza ingredients, you and I, we can have a lively chat all about Planet Florp and my many accomplishments there. Unless you want to chat right now, I'm always ready to tell a story about my favorite topic. Me!
We don't have time right now, Grabstack. We have to get to the library.
Okay, another time. I mean, I think there's always time for a Grabstack story, but alas, now off we go! The pizza ingredient scavenger hunt has begun, and time is of the essence. We have to find Penelope's pizza ingredients before the lunch rush and before my stomach grumblings get louder. As we head over to the library, why don't y'all take a quick break?
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back! Did you miss us, folks? Well, we sure did miss you. And we're back, coming to you live from the Pflugerville Library. It sure is quiet in here. Bobby seems to think Mighty Mela hid the paint's ingredients here, but all I smell is dust and paper. You know, it's not a bad smell. I actually do like the smell of libraries. It's quite musty, but a good kind of musty, and I...
Shh!
Oops, I forgot. You're supposed to be quiet in the library. It's hard for me because I'm naturally loud, and I like to talk, and I'll just keep on talking until someone stops me. One time I talked for 5 hours straight without a pause. I think it was actually a world record on floor, but then they sent me away to the planet Earth. I wonder if they sent me away to stop me talking and...
Shh!
This librarian sure isn't a fan of me. Let's see if Bobby found any of the pizza ingredients, shall we?
Grabstack, come here, look!
What is it, Bobby?
Mighty Mila's bookmark had a dragon on it, so I decided to check out the fantasy and science fiction section of the library.
Ooh-hoo, those are my favorite genres of books. Well, that and romance, of course.
Well, when I tried to pull out this really heavy, leather-bound book, it was stuck. Can you help me pull it?
I'm generally opposed to physical activity, but sure.
Okay, on three, pull. One, two, three... Pull! The pizza dough!
Well done, Bobby! You were right! Mighty Mela hid all the pizza dough behind this book! Hey, wait a minute! This book shouldn't be in the fantasy section! It's called Newspaper Mache! Ooh, that's interesting!
You're right! And I think that's another clue! Another ingredient must be at the Pflugerville newspaper office!
This town has a newspaper?
Oh, grab sack. Here, let's gather up the dough and hurry. The lunch rush is gonna start soon.
This sure is a lot of dough, and whoo, it is pretty heavy.
You got it, grab sack.
I do.
Hop on my shoulder. Time to fly.
Okay, let me just... Help, I accidentally got a mouthful of dough on that crash landing. And I'm not mad about it. That dough is Yeah, me.
I'm glad the dough was there to soften the crash. Now, here we are at the Pflugerville newspaper. Look at all those cool printing presses.
Watching them print in unison sure is mesmerizing. Almost feel like I'm getting hypnotized.
Don't stare too long. We need to find some more pizza ingredients. We're still missing the sauce, the meats and veggies, and the cheese. Now, where would one hide pizza ingredients in a newspaper office?
Bobby?
Yes, Grabstack?
Would you say there's something that looks different about these freshly printed newspapers? As in, do they look a bit red to you?
You're right! These newspapers are being printed using tomato sauce instead of ink. Let's look into the printing press's ink cartridge. The pizza sauce! Well done, Grabstack. You've got a keen eye.
I also can recognize pizza sauce from anywhere. These newspapers are gonna have to all be thrown away. The people of Pflugerville can't read newspapers printed with tomato sauce.
Wait, before you recycle these papers, look. What does the front page say?
Madame LaTwang's Toy Emporium is having a toy sale. Bobby, it's certainly not the time to go to a toy store to buy some toys.
This could be a clue to where Mighty Mila went next. Let's gather the sauce into containers and go.
Things are getting messy. Sauce acquired.
Blast off time!
You get used to the crashes.
Here we are at Madame LaTwang's Toy Emporium. Ooh, look at all these toys. I certainly want to spend my allowance on this cool-looking board game.
Stay focused, young Bobby. We gotta get the remaining pizza ingredients, the meats and veggies, ooh, and the cheese.
Can I help you?
Are you Madame LaTwang?
Do I look like Madame LaTwang? I'm totally kidding. Tis I, Madame LaTwang, Toy Emporium Empress. What can I do you for?
Have you noticed any random pizza ingredients lying around?
Pizza ingredients? This is a toy store, not a free-for-all. Well, that being said, this cute little girl came in earlier and said she wanted to sell some fun new toys for free. And as a businesswoman supporting businesswomen, I allowed her to set up a display. But the display is now starting to waft, and not in a good way.
Look, it's the meats and veggies.
Pepperoni.
That little girl was trying to give away meats and veggies as toys? Why, I never. Please, take these away before my whole store wafts of pizza.
My pleasure. And if a pepperoni or mushroom falls into my mouth, oops.
Now that we've got the dough, sauce, and meats and veggies, I think I know exactly where the last ingredient is.
Cheese? Where could it be?
The last place anyone would think to find cheese.
Where?
Better to show you. Hop on.
Here we go again. The crashes, well, they no longer hurt. Are we at a sushi restaurant?
We are indeed. Mighty Mila said she was going to get sushi. Plus, no one ever puts cheese on sushi. Yuck!
That sounds kind of good to me. I might try it.
Mighty Mila, there you are.
Drats! How'd you find me?
Hand over the cheese. You've caused enough mischief today.
Huh. I should have hid the pizza ingredients better. Ugh. Silly me, leaving clues everywhere. This was fun. Enjoy your pizza, losers. Mighty Mila blasting off!
Grabstack, let's gather all the cheese and bring it back to Penelope fast. The lunch hour is about to begin. Grabstack?
Just as I suspected. Putting a bit of mozzarella on my salmon skin roll was delicious with three extra E's. That's how good it was.
Time to go.
Wait a second. I just ate a...
Bobby Wonder, you're back! And you too, little orange dude. Sorry, I forgot your name.
It's Grabstack, and yes, I'm okay after crash landing into your pizza oven door.
We found all your ingredients and brought them back.
Even the cheese?
Even the cheese.
Oh, thank you so much. It's all here, just in time for the lunch rush. You two sit right down. You'll be the first to get some pizzas.
It's a pizza party! The best kind of party. I'll take some sushi on mine, please.
I'm glad we were able to find all the ingredients and restore order to Pflugerville's popping pizzeria. Now, time to eat.
What an adventure we had today. Patty Mila tried to ruin some lives by taking away pizza, but my genius best friend, Papa Wonder, saved the day again. And now we're all about to eat some pizza. Talk about winning. Hey, my stomach hasn't even crumbled in over 20 minutes. That's a record. If you enjoyed our show today, you can find many others just like it. Just search Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts and start listening. My pizza is here. With some nice fresh juicy salmon on top. Ooh, I'm gonna add some red pepper flakes. Maybe some sugar. Ooh, also a dash of maple syrup. And some whipped cream. Heck, I'm gonna...